نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, our mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for all His recurring bounties and favors. We are in the honorable month of Sha'ban. We make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Sha'ban. What is the meaning of barakah, brothers? Al-ashya'u al-qaleela wal-manafi'u al-kathira. The time is short now that is left for Sha'ban. But Ya Allah, grant us great benefit for ourselves, our families, and the entire Ummah Muslimah. And Ya Allah, spare us for another Mubarak month of Ramadan. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Second hadith, mashallah, mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us we should be reading, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect and save us for the month of Ramadan. There must be no accident, mishap. Wasallim Ramadan alana. Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us so that there is no confusion, controversy. Wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Whatever speech, whatever actions we do during the month of Ramadan, Allah Jalla wala through His grace, mercy, and benevolence, He accepts it out of His mercy. So then the hadith is authentic, is acceptable. So these are the type of du'as we should be engaging ourselves. We will discuss about 8-9 issues in tonight's talk. What is the meaning of Sha'ban? In Makkah Mukarramah, there was a great muhaddith, father and son. Both of them were mudarrisan. They used to teach in the Haram Sharif. The father passed away many, many years ago, before I was born, I think. But anyway, the son I met, Sheikh Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki, rahimahullah, and he wrote the book, Mada fi Sha'ban. So mashallah, he gave me that book, and we got ijazat of hadith. And he's our ustad also, like Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, who passed away last week Friday. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So we'll derive from this book great benefit what I'm going to mention to you tonight. First question, what is the meaning of Sha'ban? So in there he writes, Sha'ban is min ash-shi'b. And was sheen, ayn, ba, with the kasra there on the sheen. And what is the meaning of shi'b? Shi'b means at-tariqu fil jabal. You have a pathway there in the mountain. So it means that during this month of Sha'ban, there are so many turuqul khair, so many ways a person can do good deeds and righteous actions. So we can be fasting, we can increase the tilawat of noble Quran, we give charity, we have 15 night of Sha'ban, and the list goes on, mashallah. Second one, what are the major events that took place during this month of Sha'ban? Mashallah, that he writes there, the ayat which our Mawlana Abid Sahib read in Salat, mashallah, chapter number 33, verse 56, which all of us know and we should read abundantly, was revealed during the month of Sha'ban. And what is that? Salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innal الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. You study the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters, one will not find an action that Almighty Allah commands me and you ordinary mortal sinners to carry out, and Almighty Allah Himself is doing something similar. Inna Allah, verily Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa malaikatahu, and His angels, yusalluna ala Nabi, they sending salawat, blessing, salutation, special mercy upon Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 different places in the noble Quran, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So two commandments, two injunctions, salat and salam. So we say, Allahumma swalli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even from here we can say as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. All that is fine and acceptable. We say it with the intention of ishq and muhabba and love and respect for the Master alayhi salam. So the first major event that took place, remember, is salawat. This ayat was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Second great incident that took place during this month of Sha'ban was Tahweel Qibla. What do we mean of Tahweel Qibla? Tahweel Qibla means, you must remember, when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to perform salat in Makkah Mukarrama, by the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, so where the Hatim is, the semicircle, the Hijr Ismail, that is the northern side of the Baytullah. And where Hajr-e-Aswad Rukne Yamani is, that is the southern side. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the southern side would face the Baytullah, that would face the Baytullah between Hajr-e-Aswad and the Rukne Yamani, the southern side, and from there face Majidul Aqsa as well, Aqsa Mubarak. That is our first Qibla. When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, so for 16-17 months, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced Masjidul Aqsa only, because one side, and you know the direction from Masjid Nabawi to the Baytullah is a southern direction, so that was the opposite direction, the northern direction. So anyway, in this month of Sha'ban, Almighty Allah, after approximately 17 months, revealed the verse, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Take your Mubarak countenance, and now you face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire was that, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look at the sky. Ya Allah, when will the wahi come? My heart's desire is to face Baytullah. So why did Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla make Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face Masjidul Aqsa? To show the rank and status of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the highest, the most exalted, the most sublime, Sahibul Qiblatain. He, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the only messenger of Almighty Allah who faced both Qiblas. See how Allah elevated. Sahibul Isra'i wal Mi'raj. From Makkah Mukarrama to Masjidul Aqsa, the miraculous nocturnal journey, that is called Isra. And from there to the seven heavens and beyond, that is called Mi'raj. Our Qari Naeem Sahib read now, MashaAllah, Surah wa Najmi. Go read the first Surah wa Najmi, chapter 53. The first 18 verses, Allah is speaking about Mi'raj. And the ascension of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miraculous nocturnal journey, bodily, physically, in the state of awakeness. And go to 17, chapter 17, verse 1. Almighty Allah speaks about Isra. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. So everything one will find in the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. The third major incident that took place during this honorable month of Sha'ban. It was the 16th of Sha'ban, fi sanati thaniya, in the second year of the Hijrah. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 183, 184, 185, all that. And that is what we all are anticipating and waiting for. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Almighty Allah is addressing me and you. O people with Iman, 89 different places, yet to Ashikana Khitab here. Allah is elevating our rank and status. Fasting is prescribed upon you for the month of Ramadan, as it was prescribed upon those people who came before you, the previous messengers, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and their respective nations. But no one was given the month of Ramadan. That is min khasa'isi hadhihi al-ummah, the unique feature and characteristic of this ummah alone. And why should we be fasting? La'allakum tattaqoon. So that we learn the quality of taqwa through piety, to make manifest our love for Almighty Allah. The water is there, the juice is there, the wife is there, everything is there. But my love for you, Allah, is greater than everybody and everything. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people who have true Iman, and they have it in the inner recesses of their heart, the love for Almighty Allah, they intensely in love with Allah. Hence, during the month of Ramadan, we imbue and inculcate the angelic qualities, sifat-e malakuti, and we distance ourselves from the satanic qualities, the shayateen and the cronies and comrades of shaitan, eating, drinking, doing everything, whatever they want to. You can see what's happening today, the wine, dine and swine culture. So you must remember Ramadan Mubarak comes. What is the meaning of Ramadan, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners? Ramadan means tahriku zunub, to burn the sins, to incinerate the sins. We don't have to wait for 15 Sha'ban. We don't have to wait for Ramadan. From now, make that pledge with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah, you have showered upon me, favored me with so many bounties, favors, every bounty of yours. I can't even thank you enough. So I make that covenant, that pledge, Ya Allah. I'm changing my life immediately so that you be pleased with me. So that Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be pleased with me and intercede for me on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. So we have the first one, Durood Sharif. Do you know what is Durood? Durood means, it's a Farsi word in Persian. When you go to the farm, you have a bumper crop, bumper harvest. You are going to sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is called Durood. And then Sharif is for honor. So that's Farsi, Persian. So when we use the word Salawat, that's Arabic, and we use Durood Sharif, now it's used in Farsi, Persian, it's used in Urdu. So when we read Salawat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always Allah accepts it. Ya dakhil ad-dar salli ala an-nabi al-mukhtar. When you entered this house of Almighty Allah, did you read salawat? It's sunnah to read bismillah was-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah. Whenever we enter the masjid, read salawat and salam upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi, ya Allah, forgive me my sins. Allah waftah li abwab rahmati, ya Allah, open the doors of mercy for me. Leave the masjid. So also you read, mashallah, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. So it shows that we should be reading this daily. What are the virtues of Sha'ban Mubarak, my brothers? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, why do you fast, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much, excessively? During this month of Sha'ban, the hadith in Sunan Nasai, you are businessmen, mashallah. And you know that during your business you have end of February, the end of the financial year. Now you will go to your auditor, you want to now have an audit done. So you want to see your assets, your liabilities, your profit and how much money you have and so forth. So for us as Muslims, remember this month of Sha'ban is the annual audit. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining to the beloved Sahaba, his beloved students, that the people are unmindful of the month between Rajab and Ramadan, and that is the month of Sha'ban. So what happens in this month? That our actions, the full a'mal takes place. The whole year's audit goes up. Allah Jalla wa Ala instructs the malaika, those people, bring their actions. Maybe they made tawbah, they repented and so forth. So that will be expunged and removed from their book of deeds. I, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, wa uhibbu an yurfa amali wa ana sahib. I love that my actions are raised up to Almighty Allah to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, wa ana sahib, whilst I am fasting. So imagine Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us. What a great lesson. So every day we should be fasting, mashallah. Now you look at the Salaf Salih, mashallah, that they used to fast. You must remember that the whole of Sha'ban basically, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, sahabi and so forth, month of Sha'ban is to fast. So when you study the Rijal and Nisa, this is another neglected science. Go study, mashallah, that the chain of transmission of hadith, and you will find what accomplishments, what they achieved, subhanallah. So remember that you will find in the lexicons, in the encyclopedia of the reporters, the narrators of hadith. Nevertheless, so that was one reason, the hadith in Sunan Nasa'i. Second reason, you must remember the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ayyu sawmi afdal ba'da sawmi Ramadan? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which fast is the best after the fast of Ramadan Mubarak? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sawmu Sha'ban li ta'zimi Ramadan. The fast of Sha'ban out of honor and respect for the month of Ramadan. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So imagine all these reasons are there. Then you will have 15 nights of Sha'ban. Inshallah, as the talks go along, we have different nights, different venues. We will discuss it there. What I want to discuss today, I will just take the first 5 days of Sha'ban Mubarak, and what are the important events that took place. We, my brothers, and you, my youth, particularly and specifically, when a nation learns their history, then you are motivated, inspired for the future. And when a nation learns their history, then you will not commit the mistakes of the past in the future. And what is our Islamic history and Muslim history? Why is it so important? Our Islamic and Muslim history is not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars of deen, who gave their life for the sake of deen. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama and ulama-i Rabbani, and our shuhada, our martyrs who are dicing with death. Remember that with that red blood our history is written. It is the first of Sha'ban, and remember that who passes away. You must remember Suleiman the Magnificent. Who is Suleiman the Magnificent? Suleiman al-Qanuni. Quickly, I just take you through history. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Then 13th year is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then in the 23rd year, end of the year, 23rd year is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is martyred. End of 35 is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is martyred. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred in Ramadan in the year 40. And then was Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's rule, remember, for 6 months or more. So that is Khulafa-i Rashideen. So that brings us to the year 40, and in 41, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu resigns as Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen, and he hands over the mantle of leadership and Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. That is the beginning of the Umayyad dynasty. The Umayyad dynasty continues, you must remember, for 90 years approximately. Thereafter, when that dynasty is finished, then and they rule from Damascus and Syria. They rule the entire Ummah from there. And thereafter, you have the Abbasid dynasty. They rule for 524 years, if you want specific dates. So you must remember, they rule from Iraq, Harun Rashid and all of them. So, and the Umayyad dynasty, 14 khulafa they had, 14 rulers. And then you had the Abbasid dynasty, remember they ruled for 524 years, 37 khulafa, 37 rulers. And then you have, you must remember, the Ottoman Empire, Al-Khilafatul Uthmaniyya, and they ruled for 642 years, if you want precise dates. 37 khulafa, he, Suleiman Qanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent, so many books in English, Arabic, Urdu, Farsi, and different languages are written, who read about him. He ruled the empire, Ottoman Empire, for 48 years. Do you know what he was ruling? Not South Africa and all that. He was ruling three continents. They were ruling Asia. They were ruling Europe right up till Budapest and Hungary. And he was ruling parts of Africa, North Africa. That is the contribution the Ottoman Empire made. And in the 37 khulafa and rulers, no one ruled so long like Suleiman Qanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent. But the Ummah never even heard his name, most of us. This happened on 1st of Sha'ban. 2nd of Sha'ban, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, they migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Every sacrifice they made. And thereafter, when they migrated, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Saniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda came. Now they settled in Medina Munawwara, the first capital of Islam, the Darul Khilafa. And now 1 year has passed. Lo and behold, no lady from the Muhajireen, Muhajirat, meaning the ladies who migrated from Makkah, is giving birth. So people are wondering what's happening. So it is the second year after the migration, the Hijrah, and the second of Sha'ban. Husband, Zubayr bin Awwam from Ashara Mubashara. Wife, Asma binti Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's daughter, elder than Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha. She passed away 100 years old, Sayyidina Asma radiallahu anhu. Second of Sha'ban, and second year after the Hijrah, so she gave birth, and remember, the baby is brought. The people are elated and delighted. The Muhajireen, somebody gave birth, first baby to be born. What did Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? That you see this water, yeah? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just give water or anything. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took him and Zubair's son and Asma's son radiallahu anhuma and took his Mubarak saliva, Busaq Mubarak, and placed it in the mouth of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. The first thing in hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the first thing to enter the mouth of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu was the saliva mubarak of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, the tahniq was done. The dates were chewed and so forth, remember. Fasammahu Abdullah. And then the Master alayhi salam kept his name Abdullah bin Zubair. Remember, he's Sahabi. His parents are Sahabi. His grandparents say Abu Bakr are Sahabi. Look at the rank and status Allah Jalla wa'ala gave him. So remember, he passes away in Makkah. And thereafter, his body was crucified and so forth. He came to his mother. He told his mother Asma, you know what these people will do with me. What the mother Asma, oh my mother, sisters, daughters, do we ever learn? She said, oh my son Abdullah, you know what you are doing. You're standing for truth. In فَإِنَّ الشَّاةَ لَا تَتَأَلَّمْ بَعْدَ الْإِنْسِلَاخِ. When you slaughter the goat and the sheep, and then you remove the skin and the hide, then after slaughtering and sacrifice, and the skin is removed, then the sheep and the goat does not feel any pain. You go, you got my du'as. And he goes and he fights, you must remember till the end, and then the enemies took him, crucified him, what have you. You go, our problem is what? We go to Makkah Mukarramah, my sisters, mothers know every mall, and maybe every second pole also. So you must remember, and the brothers, mashallah, that they will know now, that how's the exchange rate, how's this, how's that, all. Ever think I must go to Mualla? We can't even pronounce the name properly. The graveyard in Makkah is called Mualla. Mualla means this is Makkah. Makkah is at a slope. So you must remember that where your hotels are, your Hilton and Zamzam and that is here at the bottom. So that is called Misfala. This area here is Misfala, the lower region of Makkah. And where the graveyard, our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried. Then if you go up, you will see the upper region, Mualla. So you'll see this side, Abdullah bin Zubair is buried radiallahu anhu. And this side, you must remember Sayyida Asma radiallahu anha is buried. Few days after her beloved son was martyred and murdered, remember, then she also passed away at the ripe old age of 100. So these are Sahaba. Learn about them. Our iman will increase. It is the third of Sha'aban. You must remember Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and the beloved Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Arabic, there's the word we use, Sibtu Rasulullah, the Nawasa. The beloved grandson of the Master alayhi salatu salam, his Milad Mubarak also took place in Sha'aban. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, his beloved son, you must remember, known as Zainul Abideen. People call him Imam Zainul Abideen, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, Sayyidina Zainul Abideen. So his Mubarak Milad takes place on the 3rd of Sha'aban Mubarak. So we should learn about him. He's an eyewitness. Oh, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he's the eyewitness. Leave this book, leave that book, leave. See, speak to the eyewitness. It is Friday. It's 10th of Muharram Ashura. And it is Maidan Tufuf. It's the place of Karbala. We went to all these places with Allah's help. And the year is 61, 50 years after the demise of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was so ill, he could not participate, so they left him. For Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen, rahimahullah. And then the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein takes place. 72 Ahlul Bayt and others are martyred there in Karbala. And then when he had to speak, he asked them, the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ. How will you face the Master alayhi salam tomorrow on the day of justice? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And the Master alayhi salam will tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my family. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. That our sublime rank of Ahlul Bayt, that you desecrated it. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. This is not Ahlul Sunnah. You must remember it's the others. So you must remember. And you want to open not our books, their books. You the ulama students, Al-Ihtijaj, Allama Tabrasi, they call him. He wrote this, that's why I read the whole text for you. So you need to understand who is Hazrat Zainul Abideen, the eyewitness. And he saw his father being martyred and murdered in Karbala in Maidan Tufuf. Fourth of Sha'aban. Understand this incident. It has implications, it has consequences up to this day. Today, or yesterday it was. Anyway, this week now, the apartheid regime of Israel had their fourth election, you must remember, in 2 years. Become a proper banana republic. But if you study Quran, Quran speaks of this. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they're united, Allah says their hearts are totally fragmented. So you must remember. People say they're very intelligent. Allah says no. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They don't have much aql. Quran is saying that. So anyway, you must remember this. I want to take you back. If you know Israeli history, we say occupied Palestine history. They say Israeli history. Israel was formed, you must remember, in 1948, 14th May. Now bring our Islamic dimension to it and see. It is the 4th of Shaban. The month is June. And it is 1948. So it means not even 1 month had really passed. You must remember after the apartheid regime of Israel was established. So there was a count. You can go Google it and see. So you just put 1948 and you put June. And then you insert the name Count Bernadotte. He was the mediator between the Jews and between the Arabs. He said two things. He said this business of the Israelis, the Jews, entering so many into Palestine, the Jews entering without any limitation, this is unacceptable. We need to place a cap on it. Limited amount need to come in, not unlimited amount. This is a Muslim. Those are the mediators, Count Bernadotte. So you must remember that. And second thing he said was that this whole Al-Quds Sharif, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem belongs to the Palestinians. What did the Jews do? What did the Israelis do, or Muslims who are fast asleep? The Arabs are fast asleep, munafiqeen, hypocrites going and making peace with the apartheid regime of Israel. What did they do? They murdered Count Bernadotte. Who murdered him? Who murdered him? These are the terrorists. You want to come call us terrorists? Go study your own history and see state terrorism. So you must understand. But the Muslim today, the Arab today, fast asleep and indictment upon us. We don't even know what happened in our history. You must remember that Jerusalem, the entire Jerusalem was given to us. But today, you must remember, they are smacking us in the face. And they're telling us that Jerusalem, the eternal undivided capital of Israel. Is that a smack in our face? Think properly, brothers, you must remember that. On the 5th of Shaaban, 1916, another historic event which we must look down and you must remember, be ashamed of ourselves. I gave you briefly now the history from time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam right till you must remember the 642 years of the Ottoman Empire. So you must remember that then Arab nationalism came to the fore. So what they did, the British, you know, the British are very proud and arrogant people. So therefore now they left with nothing. Brexit took place. They had, you read in the books of history, when we were in school also we were taught, the British Empire is so great and magnificent, the sun does not set, you must remember, on the British Empire. Today the sun doesn't come out there if you've been there, you know, so this type of thing. If the sun comes out, they're very happy. Inshallah, half the time is mixed up. There. Anyway, so this incident took place, you must remember, 1916. I said 1916 just now. What I said? 16, right. So 1916, you must remember this incident. You must see 1916 or 1918, one of the two. So anyway, you must remember this incident took place then. What happened? The British spoke to the Arabs. You see, this is what they do. They will divide and rule. Farriq tasud. In Arabic you say, divide and rule. So the British, the Englishmen came to the Arabs and said, how come you chaps are Arabs? Quran is Arabic. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke Arabic. And how come you allowing the Turks to rule you? And they fell in that trap. So they said, okay, we will now withdraw and pull out from the Ottoman Empire. You tell us, what will you give us in return? We have horse trading. So they said, we will make you the king of Hijaz. Hijaz means what? Hijaz means Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah, all that. And they appointed Sharif Hussein as the king of Hijaz. This happened in 1916, 1918, you just check it up. So you must remember that. So this happened, and they used to pay him. The British used to pay him. This you call Arab nationalism. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, who was blind, I met him several times. He was a grand mufti of Saudi Arabia, great scholar. He wrote a book, which today you don't find many copies. Every one of you, the ulama, students who know Arabic, you should read it. Naqdul Qawmiyatil Arabiya. Refuting and objecting on Arab nationalism. In Islam, there's no place for this. This was treachery committed by the Arabs, remember that, against the Ottoman Empire, to weaken the Ottoman Empire. And that is one of the many reasons why the Ottoman Empire then, after three continents which they were ruling, as I mentioned to you basically, so that the Sukutul Khilafatul Usmaniya, so this is what happened. When the Arab pulled out and so forth. So, but Allah Ta'ala wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. See Turkey on the rise again. So you must remember that what will happen in future, that only Allah Ta'ala knows. But it was on the 5th of Shaaban, 1916, 1918, you just check it up. So anyway, you must remember that the Arabs pulled out to please the masters, the British at that time, and now the Americans. You see, am I saying this from my side? Go open Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith kitab. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wailul lil Arab. Wailul lil Arab. Destruction to the Arabs. And look at them now. Show me which country today can make decisions on its own. Everyone has to look at Khutbas, Uncle Sam. What Uncle Sam have to say? So when we as Muslims behave like this, ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. So what is left? Ayatahuna indahumul izza fa innal izzata lillahi jamia. That Allah says you look for honor by them, you look for power by them, fa innal izzata lillahi jamia. Quickly, this is the last incident I want to share with you. 1979, when the Red Army, the Russian army came, he said this is a ragtag army, these mujahideen, they don't have sophisticated weapons, what they know about strategy, we have think tanks and us. They stayed there 10 years, then with their tail between their legs, they had to run and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. We went Russia, China, all these places with Allah's help. When you go and speak to them and interview them, how come you're lost? They say three things happened. Quwwat-e imani. He says when this mujahideen used to come, and they used to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, loudly. Something used to happen to us on the radio. I say their huzu used to break. You understand? You know what I mean by that. You understand? Front and back, everything finished. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ. Allah puts fear in their hearts. That is Allah. Second thing, you my youngsters, you're feeling very shy. Oh, what must I tell you? You know, it's masjid also. One day we were there for Hajj. Now one youngster, you understand? So one youngster, like that youngster, the Mawlana Aslam son, like, you know. So mashallah, Mawlana Aslam is a very good person. So now that he came for Hajj. You know South Africans, they come for Hajj, you understand? They all wear beard, you know them. So suddenly one day I see his beard is gone. The brother. So in our group or whatever. So I asked him, brother, what happened to your beard? He said, no, Bibi, you know, wife is complaining. I said, what is complaining? He said, no, the beard is poking her too much. I said, only the beard is poking her. You know, stop. You know, stop. So then Shaitani had this, you see. Go ask the Mujahideen. When they came there and the Russian Red Army, they say we saw them with their big, big beards. We were already defeated. That is Allah. And third, they said, we saw certain creation coming down. White, white kurtas, white, white turbans and all that. We never knew. Wallahi, I'm in a masjid. We say and believe it was malaika coming down to defeat these people. We have quwwat-e-imani, my brothers. Today we have lost that. We want to imitate the West and we think they're the best and we think white is right. We suffer from the inferiority complex. We are the best and share it with the rest. That is what this ummah is all made about, my brothers. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant our mujahideen victory. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa al-Mubarak, all our masajid. MashaAllah, that we brought some books and Ramadan Q&A and so forth, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Capital Group and so forth. So there are some copies we gave to Maulana Abid. He will give some of you. Now all of you won't get, obviously. So Maulana will decide, inshallah, who he wants to give. So, and that's a gift from our capital and so forth. And then all our brothers here, we thank you. My brother Dawood Munli, our Hafiz Muhammad Basa, our Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal, he's always Khamush Mujahid, hiding some way, you know. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward him. Our Haji Asmal, where we going for meals now, mashallah. So somebody asked me, where are you going for meals? I said, no, you see, there's one Baji day in Vellum. So one day we were in Makkah, he was alone, Bichira, his wife passed away. He said, let's make dua. No wife, no life. You understood? So we made dua, then Baji got married, you see, after that. So therefore, when we come here, we have to go to Baji's place, you see. So Jazakallah khair to all of you. We got 2-3 minutes. Jazakallah to all the radio stations. Inshallah, tomorrow we will be in Masjid al-Taqwa and we'll carry on with all these incidents so that learn what is Islam and what is the history and how our people committed treachery against this ummah in the various ages and stages of life. And inshallah, tomorrow night we'll be there and Friday Jummah we will be in the Sufi Masjid in Denand Road, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala, you understand, accept us. So let's make dua for 2-3 minutes, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا فتاح يا فتاح اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم انا نعوذ بك من سيء الاسقام اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.